Seems like we haven't been able to say this for a couple of years, but Kim, the wheat crop is pretty much in the bins across the state. Have there been any surprises this year?
I think one surprise is the weather. You know, when they start cutting on the southern border, I mean, we had those dry, hot, well, relatively warm days, and it just, I mean, one side of the state, and boom, that crop was done. I think the surprise is the protein. And the test weight, you know, our test weight, they may average 63, 64 pounds. I mean, that's good, heavy wheat. That should be a good yields for the flowers, but the protein is just on the other side. The story's still out on that. We got to get some more tests in, but the odds are protein's going to be less than it was last year, and last year it wasn't very good. You look at the other surprise, I think, and it's because of the protein. You look at that protein premium, and, you know, there was a lot of questions about that coming in the harvest. Ordinary wheat, less than 11%, let's just say it's zero. 11% protein of plus 30 cents. 11.4 plus 45 cents. At 12% plus 70 cents and 12.6 protein plus 85. That's on the Kansas City market. So I think the surprises, the yield, I don't think there's much surprise there, but the test weight and the protein, I believe, was surprises.
Is there any hope for higher prices?
There's always hope for higher prices. And if you can call it good news, it's that the prices have went down as we came into harvest. And then, you know, having that harvest pressure, they look like they bottomed out. They've come up just a little bit. And wheat is showing some strength. And there looks like there'll be some export demand out there that can keep our prices up. Are we going to get a big price move? I don't think so. You look at the world crop, a record world crop coming on. You've got any stocks going from about 10.9 up to 11.6, 11.8 billion bushels. That's just a massive amount of wheat supply on the market. The good news is it hasn't been harvested yet. It won't be harvested until you get out to the late August, September, October time period, or Australia coming in 400 more million bushels than last year. That's in November, December. So we got a little while for our prices to increase to sell some of this wheat. So I think there's some potential in the near future, but not as you get out into the marketing year.
What should producers do whenever it comes time to market the wheat that they have?
Well, that optimism is because prices have been so low, you know. Can they go lower? You bet they can. You look at last year, we got around late September, somewhere in that time period, we had $3.60 wheat. But I think if you're looking at June, July, and August, I think there is a little potential there for higher prices. How would I sell my wheat? A third. Third July and the final third in August, September. Watch that. If we're looks like we're getting a short crop in the Black Sea area or in the European Union, then maybe hold that last third out a little bit. But I'd plan on pulling trigger on it pretty quick.
Well, how are the summer crops coming along across the state?
Well, if you look at the cotton reports I've been reading, maybe some problems in the weather and cotton and getting it up and getting it established. Corn across the nation, slightly above average on the condition. And soybeans the same. So they're looking relatively good except for maybe cotton in Oklahoma.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.